I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Let go.
Access granted.
Where do I start?
Spirits! Police do not have the right to touch you excessively, period.
Ugh, it is so much stuff to uncover.
Spirits. What are they teaching these children in school, child? Okay, just saying, know your laws, know your laws.
Well, I have an opinion and I'm going to voice it, so.
Can someone please explain to me, how is that godly?
Ask yourself this question.
No one is talking about it. And if they are, they're not telling you where to get it. No, okay, wait a minute. I was not ready for that laugh. Wait.
Spirits.
Am I right or am I right? I mean, like, I'm right. The fuck?
No, seriously, that really happened.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it then.
Are you following your purpose?
Spirits!
Grand rising. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whatever time you are listening to this, spirits and abari gani, my beautiful spirited butterflies. For those of you who do not know, abari gani is Swahili for what's the news. And I will tell you the news, but before I do, I want to say thank you. Truly thank you. Because you could be anywhere in the world, spirits, but you are here with your girl, and I appreciate you. Okay, if you are new to the show, I call this segment My Inauguration, where you get to know a little bit about me and what I have going on and coming up. Typically, I rant and rave for no more than about 20 minutes. And let me go ahead and go over the blueprint. So, usually we have the inauguration, all right, which consists of me ranting and raving for 20 minutes. About just me in general, and then I go into we usually talk about Black entertainment or news, birthdays, and then my weekly overview. Then we go into a quote, and then we get into the interview. Unless I have an artist whose music is on Spotify, I will put their music first before the interview, and then after the outro, it will take us out. But today, we have a beautiful business owner and entrepreneur. So we're going to get into the interview, and then we're going to get into that outro. You feel me? I hope that wasn't confusing for anybody. Because I'm super excited. I am so excited today. It is Juneteenth. Oh my God, I just want to cry. Today is Juneteenth, 2023. Juneteenth is now a national holiday. So, no one should be going to work today. And I feel like I shouldn't have to do my schoolwork, period. And I'm a... Which means everyone should be listening to this episode while they are out and about shopping at Black-owned restaurants and venues and stores and stuff like that today. You should be doing that. You should be listening to me and shopping. You should be listening to me and shopping. And speaking of venues, here in my local city of Tampa, Florida, there are they're having an event called Afri Can, because all Africans can. That's not what the woman said on the news, but that's what I'm saying. In downtown Tampa, near Curtis Hickson Park area, they're going to be having venues and vendors and all type of Black-owned things out there. So definitely go out there and shop to your heart bust. I saw that on the news today, Spirit. So I'm letting you know I am fulfilling myself. I'm fulfilling my duties as a journalist, as a host. Okay, you feel me? Ooh, and I ain't even say that. But it's 3 minutes into the show. So you are listening to My First Amendment, and I am your host, Miss Kiki Kamau. I cannot believe I didn't say that. And I'm definitely not redoing this. This is the one for me. So some of us celebrated Father's Day yesterday. And I know in my previous episode, I said, you know, I don't, you know, recognize Father's Day as a holiday. And I don't, Spirits. I don't recognize most holidays, national or calendar holidays, as a holiday, right? I don't recognize these days, but I recognize the reasoning behind it. So I do want to say I truly believe that a father is a true necessity in a child's life and in people's life in general. So big shout out to all the fathers who father all year long, okay? Big shout out to the fathers and mothers and grandparents, aunties and uncles, because it takes a village. I already said grandparents, because my mama don't watch my children all the time, so I had to say grandparents twice, because it's heavy on my heart, okay? But it takes a village, and shout out to all the ones that do it on a daily basis. I don't have my coffee with me today, Spirits. I just got my water, so bear with me. In light of Juneteenth, for some of you who may not know, because I'm just now becoming aware of my history as well, so I'm becoming aware, I want to share. The origins of June 19th dates back to June 19th, 1865, during the Civil War. Okay, so it was like this. All the Africans, right, they was like all enslaved, right? They all... on the main line, and you know, way in the wall, and you know, and God gonna save them and all that stuff, you know, and praying, you know, hoping in a prayer, you know, and you know, chopping wood and you know, building shit, you know, I'm sorry, you know, but they was just doing stuff, right? Just being slaves, right? Just being happy, not so happy, but just working slaves, right? Okay. Y'all get the picture, right? So just imagine a bunch of black people in a field, you know, doing crop, running around, unhappy. Some people ain't got legs. Just imagine that. I need you to get there, okay? All right, so at that same particular time, there were also African-American men that were in the war, because there was a civil war happening, you feel me? And they was like, you know, in order to, you know, have freedom and rights, y'all need to fight in this war. So some of us joined and we're like, we're going to fight in this war, and some of us remain slaves. All right. So the war is being fought. Okay. In this time, there was a law that was supposed to be passed, the Emancipation Proclamation, right? And that was what that law was going to do. That law was going to free the slaves. Okay. That law was signed in 1863. Okay. 1863. So now I want you to close your eyes again now. So now you got the people that's in war. Ah, we dying, we fighting, shoot him, get him, don't kill me, oh no. Then you got the people in the field, you know, singing in the main line and don't kill my child and yes, a master, no, a master, right? This is what's happening in the South in 1865. Meanwhile, in 1863, 63, 64, 65, 2 years before, they were already free in certain areas like Northern America, you know, people like in California, people like in Washington State, people, you know what I'm saying? People over there. But people in Texas, Florida, Georgia, we were still, yes, a mess, no, a mess, oh, don't kill my baby, ain't on the main line. Imagine that, just imagine that. So what happened was, somebody told the slaves, hey, after, you know, even though y'all was supposed to be free in 1863, it is now 1865. The war has been won. The war had already been won prior to that date. I just want to state that fact too, but that's none of my business, but it is. The war had already been won anyway. And so somebody just randomly, you know, came up to them and was like, hey, y'all know we's a free And they was like, what? Let me go ask Master. And I guess they went in the house and said, Master, we heard Weasel free. And he was like, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell y'all. And so long story short, they continued to act as slaves even after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed by Abraham Lincoln. So on a sunny day at night, on June 19th, you know, like I said, somebody came and told them that they were free and they were no longer enslaved, and they were finally able to celebrate on that official day, June 19th, 1865. I know I had to make it all graphic and crazy, but I just needed you to imagine that, because it, for me, it's just like, what? Okay. So now I find it funny, kind of, you know, in a way ironic, that today I heard on the news that they announced that the Emancipation Proclamation, like another copy, is being auctioned today. And I guess I'm assuming previously there have been copies auctioned prior, because I did a little bit of research, not too much. Can somebody tell me the purpose for now and in the past why they're auctioning off the Emancipation Proclamation? And what does that do? What does that mean? What is the reason? What is the reason? For real. But freak it. Let's talk about Black news, okay? Black news, spirits. Local news here in Tampa, Florida. A melanated mom was shot and killed by an Edomite. I'm sorry. A Caucasian elderly woman. The reasoning was because the deceased A.J. Owens, that was the Black woman's, melanated woman's name, who was 35 years old, went to knock on the door of the Caucasian woman after hearing she hit her daughter with a pair of skates. Now, you read in the news and stuff, spirits, and they're going to tell you that previously there was some disputes about a tablet, blah, blah, blah. You know, they always trying to make it, that's a PR scheme, by the way. They always want to try to add on to the story to give it more of a highlight of to rationalize why the Caucasian woman was right on shooting the Black woman. So basically, you know, they want to say like, well, you know, they was going through some stuff in the past, so she kind of probably had a fear for her life. Child, and no. If she did, then a cop could have been called, okay? But anyways, AJ, she's a mother of four now. She's a mother of four and is now watching her children from heaven, so may she rest in peace. Despite all of that, she still has to see her children, you know, and all that pain and stuff. I believe in the afterlife, and I believe that they are right there just watching like, dang, this is what happened. So, in other news, Florida has imposed, or will be imposing, depending on the time of my information, a new immigrant law that affects undocumented workers. I had to bring this up, spirits, because my mom called me the other day, and this is not funny, but my mom called me the other day. She a baby boomer, so you just gotta excuse her, and they're not geographically literate, you know, so not all of them, you know, they don't be caring and stuff, so you know, they are who they are or whatever. She was like, Kiki, why all these Mexicans running up and down the street with flags and stuff, just waving flags and running around acting crazy? And I was like, Mom, some law is passed or is passing that's not allowing them to undocumented workers to have jobs. And she was like, oh, okay. You know, because she, you know, she can barely drive herself. You know, she almost 70 years old. So they was putting her in danger. You feel me? I truly feel bad for those people that are going through that. I'm always going to say his name messed up. You know, even if I look it up right now, let me see. I'm probably still going to get it wrong. Ron DeSantis. Oh, that's probably still wrong. But that's what it say. Ron DeSantis. Anyway, he is imposing these laws, and he's the same person that's supposed to be trying to be president. Ooh. watch and see. I feel bad. I really do. I really feel bad for all of us and everybody, and especially the people that's going through what they're going through right now for the undocumented workers. I know a few people that are, you know, not documented, and I know how hard it is to try to work and take care of like 8 people in your household. So I hope that they know that they are loved. I hope you know that you are loved if you are listening. Some of them can't speak English or understand it. So, and I pray that they are able to find a way for their families once this law is in effect. But I'm going to tell y'all this. One way to feed y'all families is if we all just come together. You know, because it's like 1 million of y'all and it's like, what, 400 of us. It's really not a lot of black people. But, you know, we can all come together and we can do some stuff. Let's talk on the sidelines like them all them white people did when they was trying to overthrow the Capitol. I'm a creator. Okay, next. But on a lighter note, honestly, on a lighter note, because it is Juneteenth, there will be a new street mural in St. Pete for Black Lives Matter. A couple of weeks ago, like maybe a couple of months ago, I heard that the owners and or founders of the movement of Black Lives Matter was kind of etchy sketchy, but I don't know. But I do find it cool that they are putting that mural, that street mural down in St. Pete. And I'm excited to see how long it lasts. Not because I don't have hope, but it's just, I'm just excited to see how that go. All right. Let's talk birthdays. We're still in Gemini season heavily, but we about to leave Gemini season spirits. On the 21st, officially, we will be in Cancer season. And summer will officially be here. So, big shout out still to the Geminis. And one of the biggest shout outs to my girl, Dimasha Katrina. Happy birthday, boo. Her birthday is June 21st. And but maybe Gemini start 22nd. That's what I mean Cancer start 22nd then, because her birthday is June 21st. Dimasha Katrina, she is the CEO and founder of Zip Mouth Motivation Life Coach, along with Zip Mouth Motivation Podcast. And she has a skincare and jewelry line that is going to be coming out soon. So definitely stay tuned for that. But happy birthday, boo. And like I said, I just celebrated my daughter's birthday. I had so much fun. And my sister's, my twin sister and brother's birthday was yesterday. So happy birthday to all the Geminis. Like I said, I got cousins and Geminis and stuff. I got a female Gemini cousin, but I don't know her birthday, and she don't like me anyway, and I don't really care. Okay. But big shout out to this Geminis, for real. I love Geminis all day, regardless of the attitude. Okay. So my week, let's talk my week. My week was definitely filled with adulting, taking care of mom duties and spending time with my girls. I caught up on a lot of schoolwork. I even emailed my instructor and was like, I understand that you are an instructor, aka professor, or whatever you want to call yourself, but I ain't say it like that or whatever. I was like, but at the end of the day, this is my education. So if I turn in stuff late, you need to just accept it. What? But I was really adulting. Like, I was really taking accountability. That's me taking accountability spirits for my actions. That is embarrassing. I probably shouldn't tell people that, but that is me taking accountability for my actions. I don't give a damn. And I really feel like she needs to mind her own business. And when I submit stuff, whether it is late or on time, which it has been late currently, you know, in this particular season, I don't plan on it being late forever. So what she needs to do is have grace like God and you just chill the hell out. Okay. And so that's what I've been doing is, you know, doing that, working on my business as well as my music. I'm officially laying down actual vocals and tracks and stuff like that. So that's exciting. I'm doing it with my man. I've always been seeing the little reels on Instagram, but I never thought I would be able to have to say it. I mean, be able to say it. Not saying that I don't get in relationships, but I don't claim people. So yay, my my main mom, you know, I had a husband and I was engaged. Period. That is it. That's all y'all know. But yes, I am currently in a relationship and we're happy. And I'm going to, you know, it takes two to keep the happiness. So I'm going to do my part. So that's what I've been doing. And by doing my part, spirits, I have been just like literally working hard, you know, following my planner, writing in my planner, putting times and alarms in my phone. And child, I am not playing, okay? I am literally making progress. My goal is to continue to move in this productive way and allow myself space as well as grace for a long time. So that way I can stay balanced. I'm doing great and I have a blast celebrating, you know, my daughter's birthday. We went to Urban Air in Town and Country and spent time with my annoying niece and nephews. But yeah, I found balance and I truly believe that with consistency and persistency, I will definitely continue to thrive and just be my best self. So I'm really excited for the future and the and what I have in store for me. And I'm excited for everyone that's around me and that it's involved, because I truly believe that they will continue to be blessed as well as I am blessed. So with that being said, spirits, let's get into this quote and in this interview, let go. If the cruelties of slavery could not stop us, the opposition we now face will surely fail. Because the goal of America is freedom. Abused and scorned though we may be, our destiny is tied up with America's destiny. By Dr. Martin Luther King. Grand Rising, good morning, good afternoon, spirits. If you are listening, watching, you are listening and tuning into My First Amendment, where I am your host, Miss Ki Kamau, and today I am blessed. It's been a long time coming since the day I met this woman. I wanted to have her on my show. I was very inspired. So today my special guest is the beautiful Miss Yoli from the Yoli brand. Oh my goodness, Yoli, I don't have my hand clap. So let me just... You got yours?
Yeah, you can't hear
it. I can't hear it.
It's going in my
head. Well, there you go. There you go. No worries. But yay! So, Yoli, you and I know each other, right? But my spirits do not know you. So, please take a few seconds to tell my spirits who you are and where you're from.
Okay, so I am Yoli the brand. Yolanda is my name. I'm originally from Tifton, Georgia. I've been here a little, like 25 years maybe. And I will say these last 4 years, I've really started to accomplish what I moved to Florida for healing, for to get myself right, to get my mind together. You know, I'm a young parent. Mm. I was a young parent. Mm-hmm. He's 30 now.
Okay. Yay. He made it to his 30s. And that's a blessing, because not all of us do.
That is true. Especially young black men.
Mm-hmm.
Recording in progress.
I'm starting to record now because I wasn't able to, so don't worry. But
Okay. But a different kind of clothing company, brand. If you can't listen to a message that God wants to tell you, why not send it through your clothing?
Yes, I love
why
that.
Not stand out. You go to any stores, outlets. I promise you, wherever you go, it's two other people that's gonna look just like you.
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about your clothing, but there are so many other things that you do, Miss Lady. You wear so many hats. So before we talk about your clothing, because I want to get into some questions, you already know I sent you the email of the questions. Tell me a little bit more about what you do. Let's shed some light on your other gifts and talents that God bestowed on you.
Oh, man. So a lot of people don't know, like, I'm a recovering addict. I was an addict for 30 years long.
Wow.
Literally. Maybe plus that. And I've been completely sober for, like, 4 years now.
Wow.
So it's a lot of things different for me.
Wow.
Like I said, I was a young parent. I was a parent at 13.
Oh, wow.
Also, I'm, again, I'm from the country, so it was it's different.
Tifton, Georgia,
anesthesia, you know what I'm saying? My mom took me to get an abortion, and then people heard my baby's heartbeat.
Wow.
And my mom was so up by paving people to tell, you know. But, yeah, I've been through a lot.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, wow.
It's crazy. I've done a lot.
Yeah.
Like I say, I'm like a different person, but I'm still the same. It's just the version of me that God intended for me to be.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate you for sharing that because, you know, I think I've known you for about a good year now, but we didn't like know each other. So knowing that really, say that again. You
never would have known.
Yeah, you never would have known because, and then you have such a beautiful spirit about you. You know what I mean? Like you're always smiling, you're always happy, and I can see the God in you. I can see the light in you and the way you interact with my dad and, you know, you're so patient. Woo, you know, so I knew.
I love your dad. Your dad is hilarious. I tell you. I'm looking for him with a flashlight right now.
I forgot to tell you, I heard from him. And I got his, yes, I got his number. So I'll give it to you. Yes, yes, because he's ready. He said he is inspired and he is ready to rock and roll with some more shirts. He has new ideas. Yes. So speaking of shirts and everything like that, let's talk about your company. What is the name of your company?
It is Yoli the Brand.
Yoli the Brand. And what inspired you, Miss Yoli, to start designing clothes? And like, how did you get started in this business?
Actually, my partner and I started a whole nother clothing business, and we started it for all of our kids together.
Okay.
Actually, it's called Career Creations.
Okay.
And then we also have C2. Wanted something different. At first, we just got it, you know, we got all these machines. We started playing with it. It was just going to be something for us to do something different with. My partner completely stopped. And God's led me ever since. And whatever He leads me to do, that's what I do. I'm on God's time. I'm not on my time.
Absolutely. And I can see it. Like I said, I can see it in your work because you have shirts, like even with your Juneteenth shirts that you're promoting right now. Like even that right now with the her, I love that. You know what I mean? That's so beautiful. I love, and I've purchased a few of your shirts and I have pictures with you and I at the event with the shirt off. Yes. So I love your designs. Real quick, because I know you said earlier you're from Tifton, Georgia, and you also said your name. Did you say your actual name is Yoli?
No, my actual name is Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina.
Yes.
And I knew that for some reason. I don't know why I said that. So where did Yoli come from? I did. I swear I knew that. I'd be like, I spaced. Ooh, I got to stop. Where did Yoli come from?
Yoli came from my partner.
Okay.
He made Yoli. He inspired Yoli. And that's the name he gave me. And that's the name I've been going with. It flows so well with the brand. Yoli the Brand. You know?
Yes.
Don't get branded with Yoli.
Yoli. What does Yoli mean?
You only live every day.
Oh. Okay.
Hold on. You only live every day.
I love that. You only live every day.
Just know every day is a new day.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up to it's like a whole new life.
Yes.
It gives you a chance to be do something totally different every time.
Yep. That's true.
So you live every day.
Every day you get a new opportunity to do it again and do it better. I love that. So speaking of your clothes really quick, you said, you started designing clothes from, you and your partner was designing clothes with children called Career Creations. What kind of clothes do you offer? Like, what kind of clothes? Like if I was to shop at your store, at your boutique, what type of clothes would I be getting besides what I see right now that you have? Like, tell the spirits, like, what they'll be getting.
So, I have dresses, hats, things that I'm working on. Mm-hmm. I'm working on, earrings.
Oh, okay, I saw that. So, are you making these earrings, or, oh.
And they will start being available at the end of June.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Also, shoes.
What kind of shoes?
Shoes. Right now, I'm working on the little tennis shoes.
Why?
Like changing out the fabrics and stuff on them.
Okay. And I'm excited. You know I'm excited.
So, yeah. Dang, what else? Any and everything. Mm-hmm. I have some swimsuits coming in. I have short sets.
Okay.
I have aprons for barbecuing.
So whatever is clothing, whatever you can put on your body, hats, jewelry, basically accessories, clothing, it's a store.
And I also sew. So I'm a seamstress as well.
Nice.
So yes. It's what you want.
Okay. I'm excited to see the next level, man. I'm so excited. So tell me, how do you approach the design process for like your new collections? And like, what factors influence?
I meditate a lot.
You meditate.
I look at social media. I pay attention to. I have a new set of kids, so mm-hmm. they're teenagers mm-hmm. and they're girls.
Okay.
So I pay attention to what they like. Okay. I get their opinion. I get some of my peers, you guys'
mm-hmm.
opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do a live or a poll on different things to see what it is. I want to serve to every market.
I see that.
Age, gender, race, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
I have some Spanish stuff.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that because, it's very good to try to appeal to all audiences because you don't want to shut yourself down just because, you could be pro this or whatever the case may be. You don't want to shut yourself down as a businesswoman. You know what I mean? So I love that. Yes. So my next question to you, what are some of the biggest challenges you face as an entrepreneur in the fashion industry and how did you overcome them?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I've done businesses in the past, mm-hmm. but I've always worked. I've worked my whole life and mm-hmm. I looked at my social security thing. I've been working since 93. I'm ready to retire.
Mm.
But that steady source of income,
mm-hmm.
if that's what you're used to,
yeah.
then entrepreneurship is not.
Right. No, it's really not.
It has been times I've gone and gotten a job
mm-hmm.
and I'd be like, why am I here? And I'd be like, oh, I'm gone.
Yep. Yep.
It's not for the weak.
Right.
If you have a vision, if you have a dream, and I have to tell myself every day, if I can go on somebody else's job and accomplish all those milestones, I can do it right
now. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Only the brand.
Absolutely.
Follow your passion, follow your dream, put your all into it.
Mm-hmm.
God will put his everything behind it. And it's going.
I love that you lead with God. Like you like God lead your business.
You have to look around us. I need all the protection I can get.
Mm-hmm.
Who better than God?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. So what are some... Oh, my next question is, how do you stay up to date? Because you said that you already talked to us. You do polls and stuff like that when it comes to
being inspired by approaching new collections, but how do you stay up to date with changing fashion trends and like the like our preferences? Like, how do you say, like, what devices do you use, like a website? You know, you say you take polls. How are you generating these polls?
I do polls on social media, okay. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Mm-hmm. I have my YouTube now, Yoli the Brand 2020.
Okay.
So I do shorts and videos on there as well.
Mm-hmm. I think I seen one of the commercials you did with MGM Network with Marcus Brown. Did I say that right? MMG, yes. MMG Network.
Really? Yeah,
Marcus, Brown.
MMG.
I got the business card. Don't have no paper, no
pen.
Of course, no paper, no pen. But yes, Marcus Brown. I had him on the show, and you did a commercial with him, and I think you were promoting your shirt, and he was also like promoting his sauce at the same time.
Yes.
I saw that on YouTube. I love that. I thought that was.
I just recently did one with him and Risque Rondé.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently did a
like a little a skit.
Yeah.
Nice. So y'all do like skits, commercials. I love that. Definitely got to advertise yourself. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like that. When it comes to being an entrepreneur, and I know this is not one of the questions. It's so scary to be like, hey, this is what I have to offer. Like, and getting in front of the camera and doing that. Did you have any of those fears? Because you, Marcus, all y'all are so good at, and you do it all. You be on camera all the time.
This is crazy. The podcast, it is all kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
But I love getting on live and cutting the food, as you can tell. And I try to inspire as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
If I can put it that way.
Okay.
Yes, I had a fear.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get over it because mm-hmm. it's great therapy for me as well because mm-hmm. it just starts to flow after a while.
And you become so natural at it and you do it so well. So I got to start working with y'all because y'all be moving and grooving with the advertising. I'll be out there soon. So my next question for you, what advice do you have for aspiring fashion entrepreneurs who want to break into the industry and build a successful brand?
Make sure you have your knowledge. Make sure you have all your ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure if you come in for the money, don't just come in for the money.
Yeah.
I found it becomes bigger mm-hmm. when you don't come in just for the money. Give it your all. Make sure you have your fashion details right mm-hmm. and come out swinging.
Yes. Absolutely. And you can't really do it for the money because when it comes to being when it comes to being an entrepreneur, like I know this is not one of the questions. Sometimes I'll be having to jump off. But have you experienced having to work for free? Like in some aspects, like, hey, I give you a shirt, you know, like kind of like trading, you know, fares.
I do barter. And I do give free shirts for advertisement.
Okay.
And I get referrals. I give the person who referred a free mm-hmm. item of mm-hmm. their choice. Yes, I like that.
Yes. Okay.
Just to say thank you or good job. Mm-hmm. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Get somebody just to say, hey, you did a great job at something.
Absolutely.
You never know how you might change that person's life.
I love that because a lot of us as entrepreneurs, we have a fear of when we first get out, we're like, no, I need a loan. I need I need like $2 million to be able to do this because I want to be able to stand on my own and I don't want to take no handouts or do anything for free because this is my company. You know what I mean? So I love the humble and the grace that you have in it. It's like, you know, I had to do a couple of things here, but I'm still getting paid on this. You know, I'm still getting paid at the same time as well. And you know,
so bless me either
yes.
way. Don't see wakes me up to try this again. I'm gonna come out swinging.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I'm sorry. Can you hear that phone going on and off? Okay, just want to make sure because it is annoying the crap out of me. So
My next question, I don't know where it's coming from. I really don't.
It's not your phone.
It's not my phone, and it's just like bugging me. But I know it's somewhere close, so I can feel it in my spirit. But so my next question for you. How do you balance creativity and commercial viability with designing clothes? And what roles like does feedback from customers play in the process? So basically, when you're doing your advertisement and things like that, what type of feedback do you get? And how does that affect Yoli the brand?
I accept all feedback, whether it be positive or negative. I accept it all because I need to know how people feel.
Yeah.
What I did wrong, what I could do different. Mm-hmm. I take all suggestions and I try. Try them all out, actually.
Does it ever affect you like mentally? Like, okay, let me do better, or okay, great, that really worked good, so I'm gonna keep doing that, things of that nature.
Well, I'm gonna say yes, because I battle with that. I used to battle with what people thought, and it used to like keep me from doing a lot of things. But I had to. Here lately, I've been learning, and I've been coming out of it because. People are going to be people regardless.
Yeah. Yes.
You could be doing great. Mm-hmm. Excellent. You could be a millionaire and people are still going to have something to say and feel something.
People gone people.
So I really have to live for just me and my kids.
Yes.
And what I believe in, I can't, you know, continue to let that stuff hold me back or hold me down from what I'm trying to accomplish or what I'm going to accomplish, because I'm going to accomplish.
Oh, yeah, you definitely going to. You are accomplishing. Stop. Listen, the verbiage, what you are accomplishing at this moment and what you will continue to accomplish and the empire that you will leave and the legacy that you will leave behind. Yes.
That's my ultimate goal. That's one of my ultimate goals. And to spread as much love and positivity and God's awesomeness as much as possible through clothing, through meditation, through podcasts, through just talking. I got some other things coming up.
I love that. So what are some of the most important qualities that you look for when it comes to like collaborating with other businesses, and how do you build strong relationships with them?
When it comes to business, I've become to be very picky. Mm-hmm. You can't work with everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody's intentions are not yours. And some people just want to come in to, why do they say outshine? Because no one's in competition. I'm in competition with myself every day. Because I ain't got you all up here.
Exactly. Right. I'd be over here with 21 personalities, like talking to each other. Yes.
And you know, they ain't never diagnosed me bipolar, but I know there's some people up here that I be wondering, I be like,
but you know what? That's how you know you creative, and that's how, you know what I'm saying? That's how you know your focus as well. You know what I'm saying? The fact that that was your answer. Like, look, I'm battling with myself. Like what? Why would I fight with you when I'm fighting with my flesh every day? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got time for it.
You don't understand, man. Leave me alone.
Right. Period. Yeah. So.
I love working with people, and I'm the type, I will give any and everybody a chance. My kids tell me all the time, I'm too friendly. But just being honest with a person, telling them, hey, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do this? It's either a yes or a no.
Yeah. So I have a follow-up question for you really quick. I mean, go ahead, finish your statement.
No, I was just going to say, if whether I'm working with somebody or not, if it's something that I want done, Yoli gonna make it happen.
Yes, ma'am. So I have a follow-up question for you. I know you've worked with a few businesses. Is there any business that you haven't worked with that you would like to work with?
Let's see. I've worked with you. So,
what? That I work with you, so that's checked off.
Yeah, that's checked off. Finally, let me see. Kima would be one I would love to work with.
Oh, okay. What do you? I thought so. You've never designed like a shirt for, well, cause she also, I think, designs shirts. Yeah. So, how would you want to work with her in that way?
Really on anything, cause she does a lot too. She wears many hats.
She does. So maybe y'all can collaborate on a market or a pop up shop together. So.
That would be great, yeah. On a podcast. Yeah. Anything. That's, yeah. Dang, who would I? Do you mean in Tampa or the world?
Yeah, let's say that. Let's talk. Let's talk. We talking big dreams.
I work with a lot of people.
We talking
Tampa,
about big things over here. Big things. Who could? Okay. Listen. If you could be like, look, wear my shirt, right? Celebrity wise, who would you? Wear my clothes, wear my earrings, wear this.
Lee Jordan. And
I did not expect that. Did you see my face? I was like, I'm thinking a woman. Michael B. Jordan. So you just looking for sexy people?
Hold on, I'm trying to think on the woman's side. Let me see. Somebody, everybody look. It's several, like Beyonce. Yeah.
Okay.
Viola Davis.
Oh, yeah. She's my favorite.
Massive. You know, yeah. Like, mm-hmm.
Okay. I like that. Yes. Okay. Well, I'm putting it into fruition. I'm manifest. It's already happening. You know what I'm saying? They're wearing your shirts, and that's what we're going to see. So, boom.
And I'm there, baby.
Boom. And we there. Boom. There it is. So, what are your loads? So speaking of that, you know what I'm saying, talking about, you know what I'm saying, manifestation and getting into the future, what are your long-term goals for your business and how do you plan to achieve them?
I'm going to put my all into it. I am currently looking for 2 employees, so it is growing.
Mm-hmm. Yay! Let me do another hand clap. Yay! And that's a blessing on God.
Yes. I want to reach as many people as possible. I want to come up with more designs. That's why my kids hopefully going to come in,
mm-hmm.
so I can start the sewing like I want to.
Okay.
So my creativity is coming out. The earrings is another. The earrings of the arm, man.
Yes. So
when you see, like.
Listen, and that's the last question because we are running out of time on Zoom for some, you know, because we came in a little late and that's all right. But I want you to throw in your hashtags and I want you to tell me about the projects that you got coming out because I see the Father's Day event. I see that popping. So tell us what you got coming up and let us know where we can find you, Miss Lady.
Okay, you can find me on Facebook. It's Yola the Brand. It's also my personal name, Wilhelmina Yolanda Elijah, and that's with 2 L's.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram is Yoli.TheBrand. TikTok is Yoli the Brand. YouTube is Yoli the Brand 2020. I'm on there daily.
Mm-hmm.
Projects, I got earrings coming out, hats and shoes. I'm sewing and making some purses.
Yes! Make something orange.
Come Be Nosy, the podcast.
Ooh, okay.
Starts in July.
Are you the host?
Yes, I am. That is Julie.
I'm going to subscribe. And I want to be a part
also,
of it.
Also, if you guys have time, oh my gosh, I think it's July the 25th. There is a ribbon cutting in St. Petersburg. Yoga the Brand clothing
yes.
is going to be the Chamber of Commerce merchant store.
Hey!
Just like that.
Yay! I saw that on Facebook. I'm so proud of you.
Excited.
I'm glad you plugged that in. I'm glad you put. I did not want to forget about that. I'm so excited. I'm
right now.
Listen, I told my dude, I was like, you should just have me to the Chamber of Commerce.
You know, when you fly below the radar, you know what I'm saying? You can stay focused more.
Mm-hmm.
You can think more and you can get more done. And then when it happens, that's when you say something about it.
Yes.
Because, you know, they think you ain't doing nothing. She ain't doing nothing. You know, she quiet. She just sitting in the house.
Let them. Yeah, they say what they say. You got to move in silence.
All the way across the bridge, yeah. Baby.
Move in silence. I love that. Well, listen, I appreciate you for being on the show and happy belated birthday, Ms. Taurus.
Yes.
Birthday shout out. What was your birthday?
April the 24th.
Okay, so I do birthday shout outs on my podcast. So happy belated birthday. And I would love to have you on the show again.
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm going to be talking about parenting in season 5, so.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
We're getting deep into it.
That's Yay. Okay, because I would love for you to be a guest. Don't come be nosy.
And I would love to do that. Thank you so much, Ms. Yoli. It's been a long time coming. Spirits, I hope you enjoyed the show. Ms. Yoli, thank you for coming. It's a blessing, and I wish all the blessings and abundance on your business and everything that you have going forward. Ashe. And please hit me up if you ever need anything, and I'm gonna give you my dad number. Don't let me forget. Okay.
Hey, that's fine. Thank you, baby. Again, shout out to Kiki. Come on, y'all, but that girl in orange.
Hey.
That's her. That girl in orange.
All right, Queen, enjoy your day.
Love you, lady.
Love you too. Bye. And spirits, just like that, that is the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed it. And please let us know by hitting that bell so you always know when the next show is coming out, as well as rating and commenting. We would love to hear from you, please. Also, in regards of this interview, I'm sure Yoli would love to hear from you as well. So definitely don't forget to check out Wilhelmina Yoli, the brand. On Instagram, she is Yoli.thebrand. On Facebook, she is Wilhelmina, aka Yoli. And on YouTube, you can find her Yoli.thebrand 2020, as well as on TikTok. She also has a podcast that is coming out titled Come Be Nosy. So definitely follow her on all pages to stay connected and tuned in to her journey. Queen, I just want to say thank you so much for being a part of the show. You are truly an inspiration to me. And I do want to apologize for not congratulating you on being clean for 4 years. I just want to say thank you for sharing that story and letting my spirits know that you can overcome something that's been meant to oppress you. So yes, yes. And spirits, stay tuned for her earrings. They will be available in the end of June, along with more of her attire, because she is an amazing seamstress. Yoli the brand, Yolanda, Yoli, you only live once. You only live every day, according to her. Oh, in addition to that, definitely check her out. July 25th, her ribbon cutting for Chamber of Commerce with Yoli the Brand. I'm so happy for her. I'm so proud of her. Congratulations, a queen, a queen, a queen, a queen, now, in the future, and always. Spirits, for Kamau Empire, we are currently going through an official brand rebranding for marketing. The business is in the meantime, we are still working with nonprofit and independent artists, such as providing social media managing, graphic design, as well as PR consultations. So if you find yourself as a entrepreneur, an independent artist, and or a nonprofit organization, definitely check us out if you are looking for graphic designing, such as logos, flyers, websites, and so much more. If you are looking for consultations on branding, marketing strategies, and business startup, as well as social media building and social media managing, you can always find us on social media as well on Instagram. At Kamau Empire CPR, that is KamauEmpireCPR, and on Facebook is Orkia Kamau, that is OrkiyaKamau. You can also find us on YouTube as well at Kamau Empire CNPR. Also, be on the lookout for season 5 with, you know, Business as Usual. Season 4, the video is going to be being promoted and put out on our YouTube channel. So we're going to be running all of these episodes back, Spears. In other words, that's what that meant. All right, so for Miss Kiki Kamau, currently I am in the studio recording my first poetry record. It's 9 tracks, but depending on the duration, it may be an album, it may be an EP, I don't know. But it is titled Let There Be Light, so more on that coming soon, along with my poetry book if you are interested in getting to know my story. That is where that comes in at. And then on That Girl in Orange Instagram page, I will no longer be posting poems on my IG page, Spirits. However, they will be on my new Facebook page at That Girl in Orange, which is, I already have a few currently up. So definitely check those out. In the meantime, in between time, it's Juneteenth, Spirits. I hope you are at the African Festival, Afri-Can Festival, here in Tampa, downtown Tampa, at over there by Curtis Hickson Park. It's going to be great. They're going to have so many Black-owned venues and vendors, and a Black-owned coffee shop that's going to be there as well. So I'm excited, and I definitely hope that I get to check that out, because I want to buy some things and spend some and get some rings and stuff. Yay! But in the meantime, in between time, Spirits, I gotta go. I hope you enjoyed the show. Definitely let us know. I promise you I'm not trying to rhyme. But in the meantime, I look forward to talking to you. I look forward to hearing from you. Seriously, Spirits. And I look forward to empathizing with you. Until next time, fly high, Spirits.